hands together and give God praise. Come on. Praise. Come on, everybody, come on.
It's 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. This is a Sunday, August 25th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Let's go back. We began with the Hoppers and By, Kim Person with Just Believe, Tasha Cobbs, Jesus Did It, Fred Hammond is Only the Comforter, by Myron Butler and Levi with Let Praises Rise, Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir with We Lift Your Name Forevermore. Okay, it's 3 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m., and our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports, that's the number of the call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Dietrich Haddon and Lay It Down here on Sounds of Praise.
Truth is, you can go forward living in the past. I think it's time to be free at last. Oh, and there's somebody out there trying hard correct their wrongs, but people won't let them move on. If folk wanna play in the dirt that you washed off years ago, just let them do it, just let them do it. Oh, I just wrote this little song, this little song, to remind you the past is over and it's time to move on. You got to lay your troubles down and leave it there. Oh, 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 leave it there. You got to leave. You
Well, Psalm 96 calls us to sing a new song to the Lord. And today we want to sing a new song, a song of praise, a song of thanksgiving. Church, clap your hands and let's lift up Jesus.
Sing to the Lord a new song, giving Him honor and praise. Sing to the Lord a new song, lifting His holy name. Sing to let your glory fill this house. Lord, let your glory fill this house. As we lift up our hands in praise, in praise. Lord, let your presence in the house. Lord, let your presence fill the presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. Oh, I feel you right, glory to God. I feel your presence. We're not talking about a building, talking about the inner man, the me, 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 me that's in me. Fill this house, fill this tabernacle. I don't want to do like I used to do. I don't want to walk like I used to walk. Feel, feel, feel this house. Hallelujah.
It's 7:20 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The Sunday, August 25th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Let's see. Let's go back with Fred Hammond with his Only the Comforter, Myron Butler and Levi with Let Praises Rise, Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir, We Lift Your Name Forevermore, Dietrich Haddon, Lay It Down, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir would sing to the Lord a new song, and we just conclude the set with evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar, the mother of gospel here on Sounds of Praise, grandmother of gospel maybe we should call her. Anyway, she's up there, and fill this house. 7:21 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, now's the time to call it in. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. The Bishop, Joseph Garlington Jr., and Pass Me Not, here on Sounds of Praise, the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. Thank you.
fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
It's 7:31 here on WMFO in Medford. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we are praising God with Kay. Kay is praising God for receiving a new job. Kay, who's praising God for receiving a new job. Then there's E, asking us to pray that God would touch her body. E, looking for God to touch her body. Then there's P, he was praising God for retrieving his property. P retrieved his property, and he's asking us to praise God with him. Then we are praying that the Dana Farber, K, Cancer Research fundraising program, the Jimmy Fund, will exceed its goal. And not only will it exceed its goal, but the research that the money is going to be used for would find more ways to overcome the disease of cancer. And finally, there's Q. Q is a young man confined to his house because he's been battling cancer. And right now, he can't go out because of the process that he's been through. Has weakened his immune system. But people have been coming to him. And so we're praying that God's going to continue to work in his life and the life of his family. Q, confined to his house because of cancer, but we're looking for God to work in his behalf. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so thankful, Lord, that at times like these, when our faith and our trust and our confidence is being tested left and right, we have someone to whom we can turn. Someone who not only has a sympathetic ear, but who is able to minister to our various needs. And so we're praising you, Lord, this day with Kay because he has a new job. And we're praying, oh Lord, that you would bless him while he's there. Make him a continued blessing. Strengthen him, Lord, to find your perfect will for his life and yield himself to you and to your control so that all the abilities you've given to him would bring honor, glory, and praise to your name, and salvation into multitudes of lives is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying with E that God would touch her body, touch her, oh Lord, your servant, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. May many be blessed by her life and strengthened and encouraged. May she be able to provide direction, insight to those who need that which you've given to her. And may her life speak powerfully for you in these last and evil days, as many are going to be blessed because of all you're going to accomplish in and through the life of your servant. And we thank you for all you've done in the past and all you're going to do in the future is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we thank you for P, who's recovered. Who's retrieved his property, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, because you are good and you are God, and beside you there is none other. And for those like P who will put their faith and trust and confidence in you and will not be set aside by the various obstacles that they encounter, may they be blessed and strengthened. And may the property that he recovered, Lord, be used for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. And may many be blessed and strengthened by his life and by his testimony is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're praying for the Jimmy Fund, Dana Farber, raising funds for cancer research. We don't know what the goal was, but we pray that they will exceed the goal. And not only will they exceed the goal, but may the funds that have been raised be used in a way that will bring about relief and various victories in the lives of those who are afflicted by the various types of cancer. And may one day cancer no longer be a problem because of what you've been able to accomplish, not only through this ministry, but also through the prayers of those who place their faith and trust in you. And thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And then there's Q, confined to his house, Lord, because of cancer. And the treatment that he's gone through has attacked his system in a way that he can't go out without being possibly exposed to things that will be harmful to him. But we're praying you would move in the life of this young child. Give him your deliverance. Give him your victory. Give him your strength. Bless and strengthen him, Lord, and his family members and friends and all those who've taken the time to go by and cheer him up. We pray, oh Lord, that you will continue to bless and strengthen him. May he realize the deliverance that he's going to receive has come from your hand. and may his life be a blessing in your sight, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen, amen, and amen. 7:37 here on WMFO in Medford. This is the Sunday, August 25th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And I could say right now that the challenge is looking to fulfill God's direction for expansion of the ministry. And so we invite you to pray for us as well, as we look to God for what he's going to do right now and what he's going to do in the future. Some exciting things are in store, and we're praying that God is going to continue to work in our lives and through our lives so that his will might be accomplished and souls might be saved and bodies might be healed and needs might be met, and most of all, your people grow stronger in you as they magnify and praise and uplift your name, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Okay, 7:38. I want to inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email us at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And as soon as we get your information, we're going to begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That phone number again, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And since we receive your information, we begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request or your praise report before God's throne. 7:40 here on Sounds of Praise. Coming up next, we have the Legacy 5, and this is Deep in My Heart here on Sounds of Praise.
In my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know. I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know.
One day I knelt, prayed the prayer. Mercy fell upon me, joy was everywhere. I locked up promises promised to me.
Remember them all, then threw away the key.
I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know.
Every word written down is glory defined.
When I bubble out, trouble starts rolling my way.
I'm reminded what the good book has to say.
I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God's word is a comfort to know, comfort to know. I have God's word hidden deep in my heart, forever to stay, no matter what comes and no matter what goes. Having God
the Bible says that Jesus is the Word of God. So when you have God's Word hidden deep in your heart, you have Jesus. And if you come to Him, you can receive the benefits and blessings of His salvation. Tri-State Mass Choir here on Sounds of Praise. It's 7:43 here on Sounds of Praise, and this is a perfect time for you to yield your life to Jesus Christ. Make Him Lord. Make Him Savior. Allow Him to cleanse you from all your past sin and strengthen you to live a life that's going to be pleasing in His sight, that will point others to the great salvation gift that you have received. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. If you'd like that to take place in your life, everybody needs that assurance. They may act like they don't need it, but deep down on the inside, everybody needs, they know that they need the assurance that Jesus Christ came into the world, died in payment for our sin, rose again the third day because He was the sinless Christ, and now through the Holy Spirit presents that salvation gift to the whosoever will. And if you'd like that to take place in your life right now, I invite you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me. There's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation alive in your life this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I'm outside of Your saving grace and Your keeping power. I don't have the assurance that Your salvation promises. But You said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so I'm calling upon You, Jesus, this day, asking You to forgive me of my sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, and fill me with Your righteousness, and allow me to be the person that You determined that I should be once I yield myself to You and to Your control. So I thank You for forgiveness of sin. I thank You for a new life, the born again life that will allow me the assurance of knowing that I'm walking in the way You would have me to go, and that by Your word and through the Holy Spirit, my life can be a source of benefit and blessing to others. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, or if you'll say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, God will do it. And once you do that, I want to know about it, because I have some material I want to send to you, free of charge, no obligation on your part whatsoever. Just contact us, and we'll send it out to you, free of charge. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you into what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number to call while I'm on the air is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636.
Jesus.
And we pray that you have come to Jesus so you can be in a position to receive his blessings over and over and over again. Fred Hammond.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody. get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength.